We present to you today's words of wisdom in English and French with subtitle in English, Arabic, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui met en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français a bon cœur et est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec les frères Montgolfier et leurs montgolfières qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres, avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse, ou TGV, qui est détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photo couleur aux frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. La France est aussi bien connue en médecine avec entre autres les découvertes de Louis Pasteur sur les vaccins. Dans le monde des arts, c'est Claude Monet qui a révolutionné la peinture avec l'impressionnisme. On ne peut bien sûr pas parler de la France sans mentionner la haute couture, la gastronomie et le savoir-vivre qui font de ce pays une destination touristique romantique. La France est aussi une terre de paysages variés qui s'étendent depuis la côte atlantique jusqu'à la Méditerranée en passant par le Jura et les Alpes dont le plus haut sommet, le Mont Blanc avec ses 4808 mètres, est aussi le toit de l'Europe. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Ching Hai a été invité à se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romance et d'histoire colorée pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la conférence suivante intitulée « Communion avec les anges » donnée par le maître suprême Ching Hai à Paris, en France, en décembre 2007.
Yesterday, you remember, we talked about the Essenes, not organization, but the Essenes who are practitioners, yeah? Spiritual practitioners, and their principle and their initiation, pre-initiation process is just very much similar to us. Remember that?
Yes.
You have Korea? You don't have earphones, but you understand English. Wonderful. Okay, good. Anybody who doesn't have any ear, raise hand. You don't have any ear? Oh dear. Okay. Next time, bring your ears with you. Okay. It's at least you, if you don't have heavenly ear inside, you bring the mechanical ears. Okay, technical ears, and you can hear some translation. Yeah, there's a lot of more ears there. Anybody who need ears? No? Oh, understand English? Oh, bravo! I told you to learn English, didn't I? Huh?
Yes.
Because we have so many languages, we can never master them all. So just English is easy, right? Even I can learn English, no? So you can, no? Even my dogs understand English. My birds understand all the English I've spoken. Shame on you if you don't. Huh? They even speak English, the birds, you know? How are you? You know? They tell me, you're beautiful.
Aww.
Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah, I mean, on time. I mean, a very appropriate occasion. And sometimes lousy, you know, so I scold them and say, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, really. The dog don't say that, but he come to me and look at me with the sad eyes, you know, puppy eyes, and very pitiful eyes. That spoke more than the language. But the birds, they can manage to do both, no? Mm. Yeah, when I don't come and, you know, sometimes give them snacks and checking out temperature and all that, if I'm too far, they say, come here! Come here, you, come here! Yeah. And when the dogs are too noisy, either they bark with them, you know, like the African grey also, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. And the other says, shut up! Yeah. Really? And sometimes they ask themselves, are you okay? And then I don't answer anything. They say, yes! They say yes until, are you okay? And then, no answer, yes! It's like that. Yeah. Oh, they can talk all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't understand English, shame on you, huh? Okay. So, we get back to the essence. Yesterday we learned about the pre-initiation seven vows, remember? Just similar to ours, yeah?
Yeah.
Almost identical, eh? Except the language written maybe a little bit different, but we can make out that they are really same like us. And I'm sure they practice the same right in South method, because it's mentioned everywhere, yeah. Anyway, I give you one at a time, eh? Okay? Mm. Alright, so today I tell you how they live, okay? According to the document that is written down in the Dead Sea Scroll, they have discovered many things from the essence as well. And now we see how do they live, okay? Their life, their lifestyle, according to the research about the essence, they say their teaching and their influence are left marked everywhere in all kind of different religious scripture and tradition, yeah? Even Zoroastrian and in the Bible and Zarathustra and even in Adonic culture of Phoenicians of Alexandrian school of philosophy of Egypt, yeah, many religions has their trace. Okay, so now we are going to check out what do they do. You see, mostly all these documents are found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, which they have unearthed, you know, not long ago, some years ago, and they have found these great teachings, yeah. And Jesus belonged to this order, yeah. Alright, we all do. Okay. From the remote ages of antiquity, a remarkable teaching has existed, which is universal in its application and ageless in its wisdom. Fragments of it are found in Sumerian hieroglyphs and on tiles and on stones dating back some 8 or 10,000 years. Some of the symbols, such as for the sun, moon, air, water, and other natural forces, are from an even earlier age preceding the cataclysm that ended the Plainstone Scene period. How many thousands of years previous to that the teaching existed is unknown. But I'm sure it came from the beginning of mankind's existence, right? Because whenever there is mankind, there must be a teacher for them, yeah? According to this research, this book, to study and to practice the teaching of the essence is to reawaken within ourselves an intuitive knowledge that can solve our problems and the problems of the world. Wow, isn't that great? I wish everybody practiced the teaching of the essence. Yeah, we are, yeah? But not everybody else does. That's a pity, yeah? Because it's such a treasure. Mm. Traces of the teachings have appeared in almost every country and religions. Yeah? Its fundamental principles were taught in ancient Persia, Egypt, India, Tibet, China, Palestine, Greeks, and many other countries. But it has been transmitted in its most pure form by the Essence, that mysterious brotherhood which lived during the last two or three centuries before Christ. And the first century of the Christian era at the Dead Sea in Palestine and at Lake Marietis in Egypt. In Palestine and Syria, the members of the Brotherhood were known as Essenes, and in Egypt as Therapeutae or Healers. Yeah, they take on different names. Eh? The esoteric part of their teaching is given in the Tree of Life, in the Essence communions with the angels, they call it. You know, like we meditate, they call it the communion with the angels. In a way it is, yeah? It is more descriptive when you say communion with the angels, yeah? And when you say meditate, they don't know what we meditate on. But if you say communion with the angels, then it's probably more descriptive and more clear, no? And the sevenfold peace, among others. The sevenfold peace I read to you yesterday, yeah? That means the sevenfold vows, yeah? Okay. The exoteric or outer teaching appears in book one of the Essence Gospel of Peace. I read some of them to you, maybe last retreat. And the recently discovered Dead Sea Scroll. Recent, I mean several years back, huh? The origin of the Brotherhood is said to be unknown, of course, nah? We don't even know when they exist or when they begin. And most people also don't know about us, but nowadays we have to make association, yeah? That's how people know about us. In the beginning, I didn't want any association, any organization, nothing at all. But I lived in Taiwan and, you know, any country you are forced, yeah? By law of, I don't know, by curiosity of the people, that you have to make yourself known as an association. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble. Yeah? So, some people believe that it comes from the Enoch, because Enoch claimed to be the founder of the Essence. They claim that he was, yeah. Their communions with the angelic world have first been given to him, you know, Enoch, the founder of the Essence organization, or supposed to be an organization. But I didn't think they have an organization as such as we have now with all the bureaucracy, paper and all that. Probably just a community, yeah? A simple get together, live together and share together what they have, yeah? It would have been, for us also, a very good idea if we get together and stay together all together, you know, like a country or something, yeah. Which like Prophet Muhammad, nah? Okay, in a few days, in January, yeah, January 10, it will be the kind of New Year, a festival for the Muslim. It marked the day that the Prophet Muhammad went from Mecca to Medina to establish a Muslim country, an Islamic country, okay? Yes. He was driven. They were driven to, they had to defend themselves and make themselves a country. Understand me? Yeah. And so, in a sense, perhaps the Essenes also have to form together in a group, you know? Or maybe in one area where they spread out their teaching in a similar situation, like what we do, but we are just more international, yeah? It would have been better if we also gather all together in one place and make it like a country, but I don't even want to do that. Because what for, huh? Anyway, yeah? We okay now, in every country now, most of the country, we have the freedom to practice what we believe, which is harmless to anyone and is beneficial to the whole world, to everyone anyway. And if the situation is not so bad, then we just stay where we are, and practice, yeah? Practice the spiritual way that we do, the way of love, No. Mostly they gather together in some place like a community, eh? It's not like an official association, I don't think. Yeah. And in those days, probably in some countries were easier for them to practice together, in some countries maybe not. Yeah. So they do, what they did is they stay together in where there's more concentrate, just like in your area. Yeah, you are a contact person. And other your brother and sister live nearby, yeah, around it, and you come together every Sunday to meditate, something like that. Or you stay together in one area, yeah, just like we did in Miaoli before, yeah, in Sihu, yeah, me and the renunciates people. And that you can call that also similar to a community of the SNS, yeah. But I think it's also nice that you spread all over the world to help the world also, huh? What if you all stay together with me and then nobody else know about us except ourselves? Yeah, that's also nice. Probably people would know about us more or less now and again, and there will come some newcomer and all that. But it's better to serve the world where you are, huh? It's not a coincidence that you've been sent to America, or you try to get to America by a mean of refugees boat or whatever that was, yeah? Or it's not a coincidence that you become a resident of Switzerland even though you are Vietnamese or Chinese or Korean. It's not a coincidence, yeah? The Providence placed you there for some purposes, yeah? And then you found out already, yeah? You are there to take care of those brother and sister over there in need, yeah? Even spiritually and materially as well, yeah? So you went there, and you are there, so you help the poor people in that area, or you spread the teaching of the essence, of our essence, yeah? Anyway, I see no difference at all. Theoretically speaking, no difference between the essence and us at all. The more I read, the more I know what they were doing, exactly like what we are doing right now, okay? So history always repeats itself, yeah? Okay, so you practice Kuan Yin method and you stay in our way of life. You are in all religions' way of life. Yeah, because you read Hinduism and you read Catholicism or Buddhism, they're the same, no? The theory is the same. What they do is the same. Yeah, just the experience is missing in some of the religious order. Yeah, the experience is what every religion talking about, including the essence. Yeah, they talk about communion with the angel, yeah, see in the light, hear in the music, all that in this book, in the doctrine of the essence. Just talking, okay? If we also have the experience that they have been talking about, then that is a complete ism, whatever you call that, right? And that's the only thing, the difference between us and any others, any group, huh? Some other group, not any. Some group are doing the same, yeah, like we do. Now we come back to the, you know, the origin of where they came from and how they formed the SNS community. They call themselves Brotherhood. Yeah? Others consider the name comes from Israel, the elects of the people to whom Moses brought forth the communions at Mount Sinai, where they were revealed to him by the angelic word. Oh, of course, also, huh? It's the same. Anyway, doesn't matter where it comes from, but I'm sure Moses also teaching the same, like the essence and like us. So therefore, probably this teaching has been dated since the beginning of human existence anyway. But before that, before these times, Moses' time or Enoch's time, they don't have mean to record their stuff, yeah? They did not have probably writing system. So therefore we probably lost some of this record, yeah? But I'm sure it existed long before all the names that are written in here. But whatever their origin, it is certain the essence existed for a very long time as a brotherhood, perhaps under other names in other lands. Yeah, brotherhood is like that. Not necessarily only brother, eh? We sister as well. The teaching appears in the Zen Avesta of Zarathustra, who translated it into a way of life that was followed for thousands of years. Mm. It contains the fundamental concepts of Brahmanism, the Vedas and the Upanishads, and the yoga system of India, sprang from the same sources, of course. But it depends on which yoga system, eh? Yeah. The yoga system of Shabda, meaning the sound, yoga system, that is the one came from SNS. Shabda means sound in Sanskrit. Yeah, Shabda, yeah. In India, they call this also, what we practice, they also call yoga. Hmm? Yoga means reunion, yeah? That's it, the reunion with God, so they call it yoga. Yeah, but there are so many systems also called yoga, so confusing people. But yoga really means reunion. Yeah? So if you are reunion with your own great self or with God, that is a yoga. Not just exercise and not just breathing and not, okay. Not physical. Hmm? Not much physical. Anyway, even in meditation, sometimes I also teach you exercise, yeah? It's just to help to, you know, to reinvigorate yourself and just the healthy stuff and just to make you feel more relaxed to meditate or more at ease or more awakened, that's all. But that is not part of the so-called yoga, eh? The reunion. It's just exercise, okay? So the real yoga is the one we're doing without words, without action, eh? The Kuan Yin meditation or the SNS meditation, or the communion with the angels, okay? Angels at that time signify heaven, you understand me? Divine force. Therefore, lack of word, they just say communication with the angels, because everybody know angels. That means good one, yeah? That means heaven, the abode. So they just say communication with the angels. Just to make it simple, yeah? Perhaps they were trying to avoid the word like communion with God. You know why? Because probably it would be labeled as blasphemy. Yeah? You look at what they did to Jesus when he said he's one with God, that he's communion with God. Yeah? In communion with God. You see, he's too straight. The essence, they don't say that. But when he came out from them, he said, I am one with God. Why? He's just telling the truth. But nobody can take it. You see what I mean? Not many people can take it. That's what happened to him. Yeah? Mm. Okay, it's the SNS traits also can find in Buddha's teaching, because Buddha later gave forth essentially the same basic ideas, and his sacred Bodhi tree is correlated with the essence tree of life. In Tibet, the teaching once more found expression in the Tibetan Wheel of Life. That is according to the book research. They think that way, yeah? But this is only our theory, yeah? What the book cannot show you here is the essence of it. The essence of the essence, yeah? The name connotes essence, yeah? Essence of the things, essence of yourself. Essence of the divine, the essence of all things, the most important thing. Okay? So, the Pythagoreans and the Stoics in ancient Greeks also follow the essence principles and much of their way of life. The same teaching was an element of the Adonic culture of the Phoenicians of the Alexandrian school of philosophy of Egypt, I mentioned before, and contributed greatly to many branches of Western culture. Freemasonry, Gnosticism, the Kabbalah and Christianity, Jesus interpreted it in its most sublime and beautiful form in the seven Beatitudes of the Sermon on the Mount. What it means is the essence is in all religion. Of course, our religion also the essence, yeah? Our religion talk about the same thing, which is introduce the light, the sound, Yeah? The essence of all beings, the essence of God. So of course in our religion you find it, I'm not surprised. The essence lived on the shores of lakes and rivers, yeah? Away from cities and towns. Practice a communal way of life, sharing equally in everything. That's what we're doing, yeah? We don't just share with among ourselves, we share with outside people. Yeah. They were mainly agriculturists, yeah, they had to be. And agriculturists, having a vast knowledge of crops, soil and climatic condition, which enabled them to grow a remarkable variety of fruits and vegetables in comparatively desert areas and with a minimum of labor. They have to. Mm-hmm. They have to. Yeah, the more you practice, the more you'll be able to cope with environments, no? Whatever the harsh environment offer to you, you have to study, you have to find a way, and you use your wisdom also to survive, no? Mm-hmm. And that's what they did. They have to if they want to be in a community together, yeah? And be independent, yeah? Mm-hmm. Apart from practice spiritually and keep the moral standard, they also need to nourish their bodies, their family, yeah? Or whatever, with whoever with them. Okay. They live on the shores of lakes and rivers, yeah, of course. Huh? You need that. You need water, yeah, to drink, to bath, and to do agriculture. Yeah, that's so smart, eh? We also love to live near lake and rivers, yeah? Not that we can find many. But nowadays it's not so necessary, yeah? Although it's beautiful to live next to the lake, yeah, and next to the river. I still would love that. Even if we have abundance of water supply from the community system already, yeah. But it's not a necessity. It's just beautiful to live next to the lake and river. It just makes you feel nice, calm. 90% of our body is made up of water. So that's why we love water, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, we go to water wherever we can, huh?
Merci beaucoup pour votre merveilleuse compagnie aujourd'hui dans Paroles de Sagesse. Rendez-vous demain pour la seconde partie de Communion avec les anges. À suivre, c'est musique et poésie sur Supreme Master Television. Que votre vie soit remplie tous les jours des bénédictions du paradis. We thank you for your wonderful company on today's Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Communion with the Angels. Up next is music and poetry on Supreme Master Television. May heaven's blessing grace your life each and every day.